NHL News and Notes segment is brought to you by Sheena Boychuk. Yes, you heard that last name, right? That's Sheena Boychuk. As a licensed realtor, Sheena has you covered to buy and sell your home in this hot market. She also offers home consulting services to help you upgrade your living space. Check her website out at SheenaBoychuk.com and tell her the Two Mods Podcast sent you. Realty by Design, your design approach to real estate.
Welcome back to the Two Mods Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Marshall. We have a very special guest. He's been with us before on the podcast. He is a member of the San Jose Sharks. He's played 457 games in the National Hockey League. He's 102 points. He actually tallied his 100th career point in Edmonton, where he played for the Edmonton Oilers, and he's also played for the National Predators, but he is with the Sharks in his second season. We'd like to welcome back to the Two Mods Podcast, Matt Benning. Benning, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. So, I guess this first off, like, how are things going? I'm here doing some minor hockey stuff. We'll get into that real quick. But how are things with you? How's the family? How's everyone doing?
Good, thanks. Yeah, I mean, everyone's good. It's, been a frustrating year for me personally, just with, being out, getting surgery and that sort of thing. But on the family side of thing, you have to spend a lot more time with, your wife and kids, which is, I'm super grateful for that. That part of it's been good. The weather here has been good, and, get to enjoy the sun a little bit.
Yeah. We'll get into some of that other stuff real quick here, but, you played for St. Albert's Sabres and the Raiders here. We got two guys that are part of our podcast. Their kids are playing. You got any kind of cool, fun stories? I know you've told some stories before, but maybe some new ones that you haven't shared with us before about your great days in St. Albert playing minor hockey.
Oh, boy. I have a terrible memory, so I don't know if I've told.
Okay. I remember you saying that, too. Yeah. But a tournament like this, what do you think the tournament like this for these kids would be? Some of them do listen to the podcast, but, playing in a provincial tournament and the last big tournament of the year, a lot of scouts in the stands, but maybe kind of advice or kind of, you can kind of take from stuff like this where you're playing kind of the best on best throughout the year now.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on. It's a fun age. There's a lot going on. You got the Bantam draft. There's a lot of, scouts around and that sort of thing. I remember, that was kind of the first time that I felt pressure and, goosebumps for every game. Yeah. I think as a little kid, you'd have goosebumps for like the finals, of a game or, maybe a little bit in, minor hockey week. But these big tournaments coming down the stretch, it's a new feeling for a lot of these kids. And my advice would be to, create a routine. This is something I use playing now, in the NHL, whether it's, my first year game seven against Anaheim or, big playoff games. Create your routine, stick to your routine. It kind of just, keeps yourself, I'm not going to say sheltered, but it keeps your mind focused. I think it's easy for your mind to wander. And for these kids going through this experience, I think it's natural to want to do sometimes more than what you normally do. And for me, in my experience, stick to your game. Don't do anything that you're not. There's a lot of different roles on a hockey team, and some more glamorous than the others, but from that, they're all very important. So I've seen lots of kids go out, and if they're a shutdown defenseman, try to be an offensive defenseman in these big games, and a lot of times it doesn't work. Not saying you can't be that person, but I think there's a time and a place, and don't be something you're not.
Yeah. It's they're St. Albert's playing Sherwood Park. It's 1-1 after two. So this is the first game of the day here for the Triple A's. But did you play in this tournament for the provincial championship, Matt?
Yeah. Which tournament is that?
This is the Alberta provincial tournament. So it's for the U15 Double A's and the U15 Triple A's. So I don't know what it would have been. I don't know if there's an actual name to it. Like, obviously there's like the John Reed, but
yeah,
like all everything around me here just says provincial tournament. So,
I mean, I've been a part of, you know, minor hockey provincials.
So you played it all pretty much in your.
Pretty much. Yeah. We actually, funny enough, you said or St. Albert versus Sherwood Park. We played them in the provincial finals. They had a good team. They were loaded in Sherwood Park, and they were always kind of the team to beat. You know, some good memories there. But no, I mean, I played the John Reed tournament. It was special, special for me because my best friend Casey Reed, which is John's son, got called up from AA to play in that tournament, and that was pretty special. I hit him for a nice breakaway pass. I think I probably would have talked about that in a different podcast with you, but you know, that memory was special.
Yes, yeah, just taking those home with you are pretty sweet. Those in the memory bank for sure. You know, these tournaments are kind of, there's so much going on, but how do you kind of stay grounded in that? You know, with you know, at that age, you know, and is there anything you went back to even when your brother was playing in these tournaments? You know, it kind of brings back memories there as a family. And obviously you guys with the hockey pedigree you guys have in your family, was it kind of nice to have go home and you have that experience with your father and your uncles too, to kind of keep you grounded in that aspect too?
Yeah, I think tournaments like this, there's a lot of distractions everywhere. And, you know, I'd say it's very similar to like the Brick tournament. In the sense that there's, you know, a lot of people watching, you know, everyone's buzzing around. There's a lot of distractions, there's sponsors, there's this, there's that.
Social media is bigger now than it was back then too, right? So it's
good. Yeah, exactly. You know what, I think just spend time with your family, with your teammates. You know, I think there's a good balance of enjoying the things that are maybe distracting, as well as you know, then turning that off and getting ready for the game. I work with a performance mental coach who, you know, we worked on this lots when we had the outdoor game in Nashville. I'm a big country music guy. There's country music stars everywhere. I was like starstruck. I was like, you know, and I knew this going in. So, you know, we, you know, did our best to, you know, enjoy the moment leading up to it. Lots of distractions, like I said earlier, and you know, once that clock starts turning down from, you know, an hour and a half before the game, I'm zoned in, and I'm, you know, getting into my routine and doing the things that I need to do, you know, to prepare me. So you know, for those kids, you almost have to experience almost a bad situation where, you know, you experience the distractions too much, and then you have a bad game, and then reflect on it. And I think for these kids, it's probably right around that age where that happens. So, you know, it's not the end of the world. You'll have lots of hockey left over, but, you know, find your routine and stick within it, and enjoy the moment.
Nice. All right, let's transition to the here and now. Obviously, you've had a few surgeries here, as you kind of talked about at the top, but, you know, how excited are you to kind of get back on the ice? And is there anything you kind of learned in this process of, you know, going through this? Because this is probably obviously the first time you've been away from the game for a while, like from off the ice. But is there anything you kind of learned, or, you know, maybe more grateful over the process of the journey of playing pro hockey? You know, where are you at in your recovery right now?
Yeah. That's a loaded question, so you got to keep me focused along the way.
Exactly. Yeah. I guess for right now, I guess what have you learned through this process of, you know, being away from the game on the ice, but obviously you're probably still around the rink and the trainers and seeing the players and still, you know, part of anything that goes on. But, you know, just that process of, you know, because obviously it can be challenging. You know, I was talking to Johnny Boychuk the other day, and he's even saying once in a while he's reaching out to kind of text you to see where you're at. You know, it's kind of important to kind of, you have great friends, you know. I know he's not a teammate, but he's a great friend of yours that's, you know, always kind of checking up too, right?
Yeah. On a lighter note, it's Johnny's checking up on me other than rent. In the day, Johnny was my landlord when I played in Edmonton. So usually he was just checking in on rent.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think just on a more serious note, and I think it's something that your podcast does so well, is shed the light, the positive light on the game and what it brings to everybody. And I think, you know as well as me how important that community of hockey, players, staff, everybody is. And I think that that's one thing that I've, missed being around. I've known for the last, 25 years is hockey, and that's my routine.
Yeah.
And this is a first situation for me where all of a sudden I'm not traveling with the team. The guys are gone for a long period of time. And I think that routine of doing the same things over and over again, I really liked. And I had to find my own routine. And I think I struggled for a little bit. I'm a very busy person. And it was a lot of, asking my wife, hey, what are we doing today? What are we doing today? And then after a while, my mental space was just not good and not clear. And I'm just like, hey, I need to, make my new routine for what it is for the next 4 to 6 months of, my recovery. So I think that was an adjustment. Not being able to, go out there and skate.
Yeah, rip the puck around.
Sweat.
Words, right?
Just sweat. And before the call, we talked about, this week I was, for the first time probably ever, excited to go running. I jumped on one of those zero gravity treadmills and jogged at 70% of my 70% of my weight. And I was telling the training staff, I said, guys, this is the first time I've ever said I can't wait to go running on a treadmill. So we're taking strides in the right direction, and it's exciting that the process is over with, and there's going to be some normal summer training, summer skating in the future, which is something I'm grateful for.
Yeah, and you got a great great program back here in Edmonton that helps you out with that. Can you talk about kind of the people you work out with and, how grateful you are to have those relationships and looking forward to seeing them when they get back here?
Yeah, absolutely. And, geez, there's so many people. Yeah. I work out with Barry Butt, who's been, talking about Johnny Boychuk. When I was drafted to the Bruins, just being from Edmonton, Johnny Boychuk was obviously there and said, hey, he told me, hey, Benny, you should, come work out with Barry. So then listen to Johnny Boychuk, unbelievable career, Stanley Cup champion, done very well for himself. So I went over and worked out. I've been with Barry for a very long time now, and it's been great. And I started as a young guy looking up to guys like Jason Chimera, Johnny Boychuk. And slowly and slowly, I'm becoming that older guy. I think last year I was the second oldest guy in the gym. Now we got a crew of, young guys, Matt Savoy, my brother's in the mix there. Both the Doc brothers, a teammate I had last year, Noah Gregor.
Yeah.
There's tons of guys, that are filtering through there that, are going to be really good NHL players. And it's only the matter of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Barry follows us on Instagram. So anytime we're obviously posting stuff of you, he's always liking it and always big fan of yours for sure. So, I don't think I've ever met him before, but I've heard nothing but great things, from the, from Chimera to Boychuk too. And, Chimera's in Airdrie, his girls teams, they're playing their first game today too. So it's a busy weekend for a lot of people right now with minor hockey and the last tournament of the year. But, obviously the unfortunate side of the game, Matt, is, losing some great teammates and like Thomas Hertl and, obviously, Noah Gregor and, Matt Nieto last year and stuff like that. So you've lost some good teammates. How important were those guys to the organization and the friendships that you had with them too? And, Bob McKenzie's a good friend of ours on the podcast, and he's the one that broke the Thomas Hertl trade just moments before the deadline ended. But, kind of even it was funny, like Logan Couture's like Instagram post was like, kind of funny too, is like the shoes on the other foot or whatever. I can't remember the exact quote, but just how the tables have turned, maybe that's what it was or whatnot. But talk about those guys and what they brought and what you've learned from them, and the things that you've learned you could pass on to the next group here coming into San Jose too.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot of turnover from last year to this year. some more guys to mention, Carlson, obviously, Norris defenseman. That's a guy that, I think a lot of us wish we could play like him. There's a little bit of his game here and there that, I realize that, some of the stuff he does offensively, I won't be able to do. But with that being said, that there's little, things that he does that I can, take and put into my game. So a lot of learning there. Nick Bonino, another guy, Stanley Cup, champion. He's a guy from St. Albert that, super fortunate to meet him last year. He was probably the only, one of the only pro guys from St. Albert that I have never met. He kind of just does his own thing. Super, super grateful to meet him. Lots of friendships. I mean, we spend so much time with those guys. The running joke is you spend more time with your teammates than you do your wife. We're really busy for a lot of the year, and we're spending a lot of time with our teammates. So there's that side, and then there's the side of me and Tommy were really close. Both of our kids are around the exact same age. They're all, both of them are boys. Our wives got along really well together. They go to school together. So there's that side of things that, a lot of people don't see. And, it is a part of our business, but it doesn't make it easy. That's for sure.
No, I was even texting to Foley there the other day, and it just felt bad for him because he's getting the Canadian car wash, as you can say. He's played on four of the seven Canadian teams now. And there's a human side of it too, right? Just imagine any job that you're at, and all of a sudden at a drop of the hat, they're like, hey, you're getting moved to, you're an accountant in Edmonton, but you're getting moved to be an accountant in, Vancouver or something like that, right? It's just all those things that kind of keep you grounded or changed in a drop of a hat. And I could see why, certain players have had maybe the struggles of, at first when they get moved. Getting traded is hard. As fans, we love it. We're all craving for it. Our ratings go up when we have like Darren Dreger and those guys on, and because everyone wants to know the gossip, where this guy's going, where this guy's going, right? Yeah. But there's also a human side of it too. And I always remember Elliot Friedman. He always gets he's always kind of cautious in what he has to put out there because, there are families involved, and some people don't watch social media, but some of the fans or family members do. So that stuff might get back to them that way, where at that moment they might not want to hear that, but there definitely is a human side of it too. So going into the summer and obviously some goals for next year, getting some things taken care of with these surgeries. How eager are you to, obviously get back on the ice and looking forward to a great year next year and, kind of a new start. And you're obviously going to have some new faces, but some familiar faces in San Jose too, and the future that the organization has here.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's, it's an exciting time for me, maybe as an older guy on the team to, help shape the culture of the future, maybe. We got a lot of young faces around the locker room, guys that are, 8, 10 years younger than me. I think with every opportunity, regardless of where it is in the NHL, there's a lot of positive things, and those are the things I look forward to. And, getting to know those guys, what are their families like, where they grew up, a lot of those things. Like I mentioned earlier, you spend so much time with these guys, you get to know every little detail, maybe even too much sometimes, about them. And, that's exciting for me. So, it's a big summer for me. There's going to be, we got a lot of defensemen, a lot of competition for jobs. I think right now we got 6 right-handed defensemen. So I think, there's some uncertainty from a lot of guys, going forward into the summer, but that's something I can't worry about. I just got to focus on, my rehab schedule, getting back on the ice, getting my skills to where they need to be in order to be effective out there.
Yeah. You're a great leader, Matt. And obviously some struggles I've gone through, you and I've just chatted about privately and whatnot. And, and he's like, you talk about that hockey community is so great. And, I've been in haven't been now just kind of being involved at the NHL level here and, you know, doing some work with the Calgary Flames and being around their locker room and, you know, just the great opportunity that, you know, has presented me. It's pretty sweet to, you know, get to know some of these guys. And, you know, like Dan Vladar from the Flames just had, is going for hip surgery. You know, just they just announced that today. So it's at the end of the year process for him. And you know, that's going to be a struggle, but this community is great. You're a great leader. You know, there's a great video we just shared on our Instagram story of Nick Saban, who I think is a hell of a coach, hell of a person, done such a great level at the college level and in college football. And he talks about what a great leader is. And, you know, and a great leader is at the end of the day is listening, how you listen and how you can, you know, understand someone's situation. And I think you do a great job with that. And, you know, looking forward to kind of this next process for you and, you know, taking on a leadership role at the San Jose Sharks, which you already had. And then some people always think like you have to wear a letter to be a leader. You don't have to wear a letter to be a leader, in my opinion, in any parts of life. The last question to you is like, how do you look at the leadership? You've been around a lot of leaders in the game too, but how excited is that an opportunity to kind of take on, you know, through this process and, you know, going through, you know, the summer and obviously when that training camp starts, competing for a job, but showing the leadership in that part too.
Yeah. I'm very fortunate that, you know, Mike Gurr brought me on for, you know, the four years that he did. And, you know, for me personally, I think that part of that responsibility falls on, you know, helping shape the culture here and, you know, whatever that may look like. So, you know, I know it's not the easiest thing sometimes when, you know, things are really easy when you're winning games, everyone's mood's great.
Yeah.
You know, things are great. But the reality of sports is one team wins, one team loses. And, you know, that it's been the year that it's been here in San Jose. So, you know, part of it has been, I've been away from the guys, for most of the year. So that part is just, you know, eating away at me in terms of, you know, making sure that, you know, guys are doing okay. The mood's right. And that sort of things, the things that I can help control and help shape. So, you know, I'm excited to looking forward to that for next year. And you know, we're gonna have some new faces, probably have some guys coming up that we've drafted in the last couple of years. You know, excited to see what they got, see what they're gonna bring to the team, and you know, see the bright future for this organization.
Yeah. All right. Well, all the best to you. Look forward to kind of seeing you around this summer. You know, and maybe get a golf game in. I suck, as you know, you saw last year. So, but maybe we'll get something else in. I don't know. Maybe go pass you some pucks or something like that. But it'll be fun to see you around this summer. And all the best in the training process and the recovery. And again, all the best to you and your family. Really appreciate you taking the time with us this afternoon.
Awesome. Yeah. Anytime. You guys are great. And like I said earlier, shed light on the positive things of hockey and players' life. So I got, you know, nothing but respect for you guys.
Okay. Appreciate it. It means a lot.
Thanks.
Back to you.